This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of economic reports released this morning, and one the Commerce Department says retail sales were up in October, increasing by 0.8% last month, when analysts were expecting them to rise by 0.5%. That is, the Labor Department reported that 216,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, above the 212,000 economists were predicting. A week and 2 days since Election Day, and in Florida, the recounts continue.
DeSantis, Kaufman, Scott.
The recount's going on for races for U.S. Senate, Governor, and Agriculture Commissioner. There's been a deadline set to get them completed by 3 p.m. Eastern today. The campfire in Northern California has now claimed 56 lives, 130 people still missing. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Prosecutors in Saudi Arabia say the killers of journalist Jamal Khashoggi will be facing the death penalty. 11 people have been charged for the October 2nd murder, the first big winter storm of the season hitting the eastern portion of the U.S. Winter storm alerts are in effect from Arkansas to Maine, and over 80 million people could be impacted. The administration continuing to keep a close eye on Central American migrants, the first of whom have made it to Tijuana.
Defense Secretary James Mattis was at the southern border to visit troops sent to help stop illegal crossings. Mattis said troops right now are focusing on building fences.
With what we've been asked to do so far, probably within a week to 10 days, we'll have done what's needed. Now, there, of course, it's a dynamic situation. There'll be new requests coming in.
And that could include moving troops around as the caravans change course. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell telling a Dallas audience Wednesday the U.S. economy remains strong, but that he is concerned about some headwinds next year. He says challenges could include slowing growth abroad, fading fiscal stimulus, and the lagging effect of 8 interest rate increases in the past 3 years. President Trump has been critical of Powell and the Fed for raising rates, claiming they're slowing down the economy. Powell says the policymakers are aware of such concerns, and they're looking carefully at what impact the rate increases are having on the economy. Rock singer Billy Idol is officially a United States citizen now. It follows a naturalization ceremony held in Los Angeles yesterday. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service marking the Rebel Yell singer's special day by tweeting, "It's a nice day for a naturalization ceremony," paraphrasing lyrics to his song, White Wedding. The tweet included several photos of Idol at the ceremony, including two in which he's holding an American flag. Disney's mascot celebrating 90 years on screen. And to mark the Mickey Mouse milestone, the Walt Disney Company is airing a two-hour television special this Sunday to honor the legendary character who first appeared during a short film, Steamboat Willie, back in 1928. A long list of celebrities will pay tribute during that special, which will air on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and over there is John Stonescreed, the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host. John, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Bill. Thanks.
Well, lots happening in the news. We've got a migrant caravan heading north to our border. The president has sent 5,000 soldiers, military, to support the efforts of border control. This really is bringing to the point of our dysfunctional immigration system, is it not?
Well, I mean, obviously this whole problem goes back a long way before the president, and goes back to also which part of the government is supposed to solve this problem,
right?
Which isn't supposed to be the executive branch at all, other than when it comes to national security interests. So this is a big old mess, and of course you've got part of the story being told on the left and part of the story being told on the right of exactly who this caravan is, and you know who's a part of it. And of course even that question itself is changing day in and day out. You know, what we've seen though is that too many of the loudest voices are those that are hijacked by higher agendas, and so I think that's really one of the problems that we're facing, is that, you know, as Christians we're committed to this idea that every single person is made in the image and likeness of God, and that includes both the immigrant and the native. That includes both the one that's in the country and the one that wants to get to the country. And unless we start with a better framework and fix some of the problems that we've had in the past, then this is going to be a political, you know, ping pong ball. And that's what it really already has become across the board.
Well, John, we were talking about this the other day. You know, the problem with the lie is it metastasizes. And once you abandon the rule of law, then you've got dysfunctional going throughout the whole, you know, the whole project here. And this is why, you know, it's so confusing to people and wondering. And say, wait a minute, we're a hospitable people. We're a nation of immigrants. We've always welcomed people when people have problems. Boy, one of the first countries to go out and offer money and support is always America. But at this point right now, in light of you know, already illegal immigrants that we have in the country, the dangers that have come along with it, people who've come in the country that are not, first of all, they don't respect our laws. Secondly, some of them just want to stay here, and that's okay, I guess, as long as you know. I mean, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, the three types of foreigner who comes in. I mean, the ultimate foreigner that we want is the true immigrant that says, look, I want to assimilate. I want to add to the proposition of the great American experiment. The ones we don't want are the ones that want to come here and do us harm.
Well, I think that's right. I think there's also a deeper problem as well, which is, of course, in America, we no longer have been very, I mean, we're not clear with our own people on what it means to be an American. It's not like we have a really robust civics education program so that people who are born in this country and are clearly citizens know what that means.
Exactly.
We have a postmodern vision of culture and of ethnicities and what it means to be human. And so right now, there's not even a clear agreement on who we are as a people. And as I agree with Ozgan, as Oz has written that in the last couple of books of his, that one of the greatest needs that we have is a rebirth of civics, of kind of a civic education.
Exactly.
Who are we as Americans? What does that even mean? We can't even answer that question. And again, I agree completely. There's nothing inherently wrong whatsoever with a government, with a country wanting to defend its borders. This it's foolish not to, and we've seen that you know, across the world and throughout history. At the same time, we do need to fix that the immigration system. And it's not just about this caravan. It's not just about these immigrants. And while many of those who do enter the country illegally have ill intention, others are dealing with the system. We all have friends and colleagues and relatives who've either, you know, married someone from outside the country or something like that. And dealing with the system itself is a nightmare. It's not an easy system to stand in line for. And with the amount of information we have, that needs to be fixed as well. And so that's my point. It's just a holistic problem from top to bottom. And I think it starts with a clarity of what it means to be an American.
Without a doubt.
What kind of country do we have? Who are we assimilating people to be?
Exactly.
And until we can figure that problem out, it's going to be hard to fix any others.
Well, and to your point on this, I mean, and we've been talking about this quite a bit lately on the show, and it's interesting you should bring it up. You know, the division in this country, the tribalism, the hyphenation. I want to get hyphenation and send it in the same place we need to send political correctness. Because that takes away from that whole idea what you're talking about. You know, what it is, what is it to be an American? You know, can people really articulate that? I mean, right now we have a divide in the country that says, okay, I believe in the Constitution. Others don't necessarily, or they believe in their version of the Constitution, and or none at all. And, you know, to the point now where you've got a growing number of people that say, hey, you know, I want to try socialism. Go, okay, but, you know, it doesn't, socialism and the principles of socialism do not align with the U.S. Constitution. But if you don't have a civics understanding, then you consider those kind of options, right?
Oh, that's right. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. In fact, the thing we hear about what it means to be an American is all the mistakes that America made in its history. And certainly America made mistakes, but there's a vision for how we live together as a people. There's also lessons from history about when socialism has been tried, and it has never worked. In fact, it has never lifted people out of poverty. It's only pushed entire groups of people further and deeper into poverty. It hasn't brought any sense of human flourishing. It puts the government in the place of mediating social structures and local civic institutions like family and church and charitable organizations and voluntary groups and so on. It puts the government in that place, and the government can't do that well.
That's right.
There's things that the government is ordained to do, and there are things that other institutions are ordained to do. This is what the great theologian, we consider Abraham Kuyper to kind of be the patron saint of the Colson Center because he was such a big influence on Chuck Colson. But he had this idea called sphere sovereignty, that within the various spheres of society, there are God-given structures and also authorities. And when one sphere interferes with another, either steps in, or when one sphere fails and another sphere has to step in and take over the responsibilities of that sphere, then things really go awry and it can become problematic. Well, socialism is built on the wrong idea about what institutions exist and why they matter. And when you start with that big of a fail, but again, this is based on a vision of what it means to be human that our founders embraced. I mean, you have this remarkable statement, a statement, by the way, that wasn't even lived out and you know, in the Declaration of Independence, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all are created equal. I mean, we weren't even able to live that out for a couple hundred years, but it was an ideal that was better than our culture was at the time. And it gave us a higher trajectory to attain to. But we don't get a higher trajectory in education. And so, again, we can make short-term fixes, stopping this caravan or fixing that law or building that wall, but these are short-term fixes. And even as a conservative, I believe in strong borders, and I believe in needing to know who's entering our country and why. And I also want to be really clear that that's a short-term issue. The longer-term issue is who we are as a nation and what sort of people are we going to be.
Yeah, without a doubt. John Stone Street is with us. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. More from John after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America. You call
America, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Stone Street is with us. John, of course, is the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host. John, as you were mentioning, the issues that we have, it's kind of like my kids say, why don't you just do what God says? what a novel concept. I mean, when you think about the early founding of this country, no doubt about it, time and again, our leaders thank the hand of divine providence. They knew in and of themselves, as smart as they could be, seemingly, they knew that some of the things that they were coming up with was inspired by the Holy Spirit, God himself, to create this unique experiment that would be a light on a shining hill and that was going to give an opportunity, certainly, number one, to protect Israel, and number two, to raise potentially the boats of other countries.
Well, that's right. But by and large, it does. The main thing that a religion brings to a society, and again, this is whether you actually believe in God or don't believe in God. This, what I'm trying to argue for here, obviously I do, and I think Christianity is not just a belief in God, but the right belief in God. But historically, you can also look back and say, look, a culture, a society that doesn't acknowledge God and the role that God plays is a society then that has no higher authority but the government. Right. So we assume then that the government is the one that grants rights. We assume then that the government is the one that determines right and wrong. And there's no higher vision. There's nothing more. And that would be okay if humans weren't, inherently fallen, if there weren't a tendency for corruptive power. As Lord Acton said, power corrupts and absolute power, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In other words, if we lived in a different reality, a different world in which humans weren't, that didn't tend towards selfishness and when it comes to riches and power and abuse of power, when it comes to authority and so on. But we live in that world. And so that's why religion brings so much good to a society. And you can look back on it and say, well, look, here's what it does. It gives us, first of all, something else that government is responsible to. So government is not the end all. Government is not the end. It's a means towards a way of life. And it actually itself is responsible to a higher vision. That actually is really helpful when you're talking about a group of people who inherently tend towards an abuse of power and abuse of influence and so on, and it also gives us something greater than the government when it comes to human rights, and that's been really historically the great role that religion has played in societies, top to bottom, and even a secularist or an atheist should be able to acknowledge this. In fact, I can at least point to two who did. The great atheist philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche recognized that the concept of human rights can't be grounded in a non-religious view of the world. It owes itself to Christianity. More recently, atheist philosopher Luc Ferry, who's a professor of philosophy at the University of Paris, said that that's a great contribution Christians gave to the world, this idea that humans were equal in dignity. And you got to have an inherent dignity, something internal, because externally, you just got to look around and see that we're not equal. Right, I am not equal with Kobe Bryant or LeBron James as much as I might think in my own head. And so that's what religion brings. It's brilliant. It gives us an inherent sense of human worth and dignity, and that is a better structure for society.
And with that, in terms of just the core of religion, God institutes his church to be the bastion of truth. And as you were talking earlier, I've talked about it, you talked about in global spheres of content of what each institution was responsible for. And I talked about it in terms of staying in your lane. This is something that God has been talking to me about. And the church itself being in its proper operational, functional lane of being a bastion of the truth, in a society that says truth is relative. If there's no counter narrative to a relevant truth, and the church doesn't, the church has authority and position to stand for the truth. And if it fails to do that, then we've got problems. And I think that's contributed to this. And, not only as Americans, we've lost our way and understand what it's like to be an American. It's also, I think, for people of faith to understand and appreciate. I mean, we want to condemn the church. Oh, we got problems here, we got that. You know, it's all that human perspective. But what did God say? Why did God establish the church? And he said, it is so powerful, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. I don't know how many churches could stand up to the gates of hell right now. That's only a rhetorical question. But it's also hopefully a question of encouragement that says, yeah, that's right. We should be standing up. This is our rightful position. This is the lane that God has given us to operate in.
Well, that's right. And if we don't operate in that lane, we're not loving our neighbor well. And that's what's so frustrating to me when I hear churches sitting out elections. You know, I tell the story a lot. I'm going to continue to tell it, mostly because it's personal, but also because it's indicative and infuriating. And in 2016, when my state, the state of Colorado, was wrestling with doctor-assisted suicide and what to do with that, you know, two pastors of two of the largest churches in Colorado Springs told me that that's too political.
Wow.
And you think, well, wow, how is that loving those who are most vulnerable?
Mm.
How is that loving, you know, those who are victims? Because the state is jumping in and determining what's right and wrong. The state is jumping in and changing the vows that doctors made to help and never harm. The state is jumping in and into the middle of family and saying, no, loved ones shouldn't have a say in this. It's between, the doctor and the patient, or vice versa. I mean, this is, again, the government taking over too many lives.
Exactly.
Nothing has caused more hardship on a global scale, on a mass scale, than when the government takes over all the lanes. So when the church fails to take its lane, when the church says, well, I'm going to deal with the personal private side of spirituality and not deal with the public reality of moral truth and how it, you know, should organize our lives together, then the church is failing to love its neighbor well. It's failing to point non-believers to something bigger than the state. It actually ends up, by the way, pointing non-believers to the state as the answer for
exactly.
all of their problems and the salvation for all of their sins. So there's nothing, it's really not only a dereliction of duty, it can really get in the way of preaching a true gospel, which is the irony, right? Because that's
right.
what we hear, is that if I get too involved in politics, it'll take my attention off the gospel. Well, of course, if you get too involved in politics, it can take your attention off the gospel. And we've seen examples of that. We see examples of that in our time and place right now. But the answer is not to completely withdraw from issues of public morality.
No.
The world needs the voice of the church.
Exactly, without a doubt. And that's why Karl Barth back in the 16th century said he went to the pulpit with the Bible in one hand, the newspaper in the other. Felt that, believed that his lane, as he saw it, was we're supposed to be transformational agents of God. This is what the church is to be. And so if we're not taking on the truth, and if we're doing what Romans cautions us to do, or says that happens, and that is there's an exchange of the truth for a lie, this is all part and parcel of what we're dealing with. I mean, one of the things, John, I struggle with here, and have been for a while, you know, in talking to our audience, is that, you know, we say this is a government of, for, and by we the people. You know, what does that mean? But that the people need to stay activated, staying in their lane of activation and authority to hold their government accountable. But if they don't do that, just like you said, they check out for whatever reason. And for me, it's just disheartening. I hear these stories as well. And I feel what you're saying here, John, that the church of all people, I mean, you know, we already know by numbers. Only 50% of the church will bother to register to vote. That's at the top line. John Stone Street, president of the Colson Center, Breakpoint co-host. John, where can they go for more information?
Come to breakpoint.org, breakpoint.org, and you can find our daily commentary and different programs and courses that we offer to help people understand their faith better.
Amen. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. God bless.
This is an urgent
urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of economic reports released this morning, and one the Commerce Department says retail sales were up in October, increasing by 0.8% last month, when analysts were expecting them to rise by 0.5%. That as the Labor Department reported that 216,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, above the 212,000 economists were predicting. A week and 2 days since Election Day, and in Florida, the recounts continue.
DeSantis, Kaufman, Scott.
The recounts going on for races for U.S. Senate, Governor, and Agriculture Commissioner. There's been a deadline set to get them completed by 3 p.m. Eastern today. The Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed 56 lives, 130 people still missing. And this is USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and 1 year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome, but I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been changed. Give me some new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life.
Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like me right here at the crossroad of faith and reason. Thank you so much for being with us. We've got Dr. Tony Puntureri coming up in just a moment. He is the program director of the Division of Lung Diseases at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute at the National Institute of Health. I was reading what Dr. Puntureri is all about here in terms of COPD. And were you aware that one of the leading causes of death in the United States is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD? It affects millions of Americans. Beyond the 16 million who are diagnosed with the disease, millions more suffer with COPD-like symptoms and are likely unaware that they have it. While COPD affects people across the country, the burden is even higher in rural areas, where prevalence is almost double that of urban areas. The disease, which is expected to cost $49 billion a year on COPD-related care by 2020, it can stifle a person's ability to breathe, lead to long-term disability, and dramatically affect quality of life. Many mistake COPD's steady worsening symptoms, shortness of breath, chronic coughing, and wheezing for problems that naturally come with aging or being out of shape. As a result, many patients delay seeking a diagnosis. Over time, The lung disease can greatly impact one's quality of life and ability to complete everyday tasks, as you can imagine. Let's bring on Dr. Tony now. And Dr. Tony, first of all, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Okay, I try to give a rough idea in terms of COPD, what it is, in terms of its effect on people, but let's hear it from the physician. What exactly is COPD?
Sure. COPD is, you know, the initial for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So it's a disease of the lungs, and it affects both the pipes that are bringing the air down to the lungs, the tissue. And unfortunately, in COPD, we have a mixture of both parts disease. Both the pipes and the tissue are not working properly. The pipes usually get clogged, maybe with mucus. They are inflamed, and the tissue disappears, dies.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this leads to the fact that people then try to bring in air, but the air doesn't extract the oxygen because the organ is not working. I always bring the example of a patient with COPD. Think about breathing through your mouth with a straw with your nose clipped. That's what a patient with COPD has to experience to try to bring in air.
Wow. Well, Dr. Tony, explain to us who's most at risk and how many people are we talking about here?
Well, as you mentioned, we are talking about people that have been told by their provider, a healthcare provider, that they have the disease. It's about 16 million in the U.S. currently. And we think because of the delay in diagnosis and because not everybody is aware of the possibility of having the disease, there's probably another 5 to 8 million out there that they have it and they don't know it. And as you mentioned also, it's important that these people get diagnosed because the sooner you get a diagnosis, the sooner you can get help. Now, we can't cure the disease today. We are trying to work on it. We are trying to understand it better. But definitely we can make people's life better.
Well, as I stated earlier, it seems that COPD is more prevalent in rural areas. Why is that?
Well, that's a very interesting question. This is a new data where the NIH is collaborating with the Center for Disease Control, CDC, on trying to understand where the disease is. This putting COPD on the map, literally on the U.S. map, was a great accomplishment because, of course, with limited resources, you know where it's more urgent to deliver care or to facilitate care. Clearly, there is variation in, from state to state, and we go, you know, from low percentages to high percentages. But the difference between rural and urban came up in through data from CDC that doing an analysis on the territory. And as you mentioned, it's almost twice. Double.
Well,
in other words, the prevalence in rural areas. One of the possible reasons is that notwithstanding the fact that in overall in the U.S., cigarette smoking is declining. Unfortunately, in rural areas, the rate of smoking, it's almost double the one in urban centers. And I'm not talking about adults only, but also for kids in school, there's a survey from CDC that indicates that from 12 to 17. And when you put this in perspective on the fact that, you know, the organ, the lungs keep growing in our late 20s, it's very important to see how you could make damage along the growth of the organ.
Are you finding that e-cigarettes have any effect on this? Is this contributing to it?
What we know right now is that they're not good. We know that people can as you probably know in your audience too, people can manipulate them. So whatever gets in there and then gets transmitted to your lungs, definitely it's an unknown that it may cause harm. What is worrying is the pervasiveness, once again, in youth. You probably have seen the news today. And how high it is, the rate of e-cigarette smoking. Again, we are studying it. We're in collaboration with the Food and Drug Administration, trying to understand what is the toxicity and how to maybe curb it. But clearly, there is no easy solution. And again, I'm stressing the fact that e-cigarettes are easily manipulatable, so you can put additional stuff in there, not as controlled as classical tobacco cigarettes, if you want.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Tony, what are, you know, some of the warning signals or symptoms that we should keep in mind when it comes to COPD?
Well, if you were a smoker or even an ex-smoker, and or you work in a dusty environment or in rural area, you know, we're exposed to biomass, for example, burning of biomass, and you're feeling that, you know, you can't perform as before. You're short of breath. Maybe your chest wheezes. Maybe you have a productive cough. It's about time you talk about it with your doctor. You know, start a conversation mm-hmm. that may lead to a simple test, and it's not painful. You're just blowing mm-hmm. a tube. It's called spirometry, and that gives you an idea of how well your lungs are performing.
Exactly. Well, is COPD curable, Dr. Tony?
Unfortunately, at this point, we do not have a magic bullet yet. We are trying to work on it. We have a lot of bright people in this country and all over the world that are trying to address it. But we still don't understand what's really causing, you know, behind the exposure, of course. However, it can be treated. That's why it's important to get diagnosed early, because we have very powerful medication that make breathing easier, that can curb a flare-up if that happens, and it can help people return to their daily activities. Mm-hmm. Other simple measures like exercising through a specific course for people for COPD, which is called pulmonary rehabilitation, definitely improves performance.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Tony here, Program Director, Division of Lung Diseases at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute at the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Tony, for somebody diagnosed with COPD, what kind of treatment are they looking at?
Well, it depends from how bad the disease is. Again, as I was mentioning earlier, each patient is different, but definitely we have drugs, medicines that can be given through an inhaler that opens up the pipe and that they curb the inflammation in the lungs. These drugs, these days, you can have a once a day or twice a day administration, so relatively easy to bring in. The other possibility, again, is pulmonary rehabilitation, which helps with physical performance and with the breathing. In pulmonary rehabilitation, usually the patient is in contact with what is called a respiratory therapist, and not only teaches the patients about the medication, but also new breathing techniques that alleviate the sense of discomfort that these patients have. And clearly, for more severe patients, there are other options.
Yeah, for more information, go to copd.nhlbi at nih.gov. Thank you, Dr. Tony.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Featured there is, I'll keep you in the flow of the know, including all our past interviews with our excellent guests and experts. You can download because we're givers, absolutely free, and enjoy them. Pass them on to your friends and neighbors, and so that you can keep the conversation going. Up next is a guest that has, I'll tell you, he's written an incredible story. It's quite riveting. That follows an American diplomat as she navigates war-torn Middle East. Bate Brun, the Brown Beast is the name of it, and Kim Hester is our guest. Kim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Glad to meet you today. Thank you.
Well, good to have you here with us on the show. The Brown Beast, Bette Brun, the saga of Judith Sanders, you take us inside the very male-centric environment of Saudi Arabia. You experienced it firsthand yourself, right?
Yes, I did. I lived there a long time, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, help us understand. I mean, there's talk of modernization of Saudi Arabia. We've accommodated the Saudis because of allies and oil and that sort of thing. Of course, all that is being challenged currently right now because of the Khashoggi murder. And we'll see how that goes and see if America becomes suddenly born again about the significance of human rights. But we'll see how that plays out. What was your experience in terms of Saudi Arabia and in light of what we're seeing today?
Well, it's a very different country, of course, and I lived there for 18 years. And, of course, I had to adapt, but all 18 years, it was really kind of cultural shock for me. The ways are so, so different. And the Saudis have a great deal of animosity toward the West, especially Americans and America, the country. And so I had to deal with that and put up with it and adapt, and it was really a struggle to do so.
Well, you said it was quite turbulent for you for those 18 years. So throughout that period of time, you had to maintain your guard because of the kind of pressures you say. I mean, here you are. You represent America, the very thing they disdain.
Yes, indeed. It was quite uncomfortable. I had to watch my back, and in fact, I had to put up with violence and terrorists.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing there in Saudi Arabia?
I was a language teacher.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And there was no one there or very little people there to protect you? They wanted you to be there to be a language to draw benefit from your education and your expertise, but they were going to leave you out to deal with the culture, huh?
Well, because the terrorists were so active, I moved into a guarded compound. It was a bit expensive, but I did have guards, military guards there. And even so, in my neighborhood, the terrorists one day, or in fact over a period of several days, they attacked my neighborhood, and they killed quite a few people. And so, of course, I was on my guard, and for the first time in my life, I really worried that I may not live through the experience.
Wow. I can only imagine what you had to endure, as you say, as the area, your neighborhood was under attack like this. Was this kind of like an everyday event, or, you know, was there some let up, or, you know, something that you continually experienced in the 18 years there?
Well, during that period, this terrorist attack was in 2004, but on an ongoing basis, there were occasional attacks against Westerners. During that period, for example, I heard of a case where a Saudi walked up to a car in traffic and simply shot the Westerner to death right through the window. I heard a Westerner getting knifed by Saudi. The Saudis were planting bombs on cars. Fortunately, their bomb-making skills were not that adroit, and they were pretty crude and didn't lead to too many injuries. But I worried even as I got in my car to drive to or from work about somebody attacking me as I drove. As I said, I had to watch my back.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you get to, you know, question your own sanity to go, what am I doing here? I mean, are they paying me enough money? I mean, clearly, you're not liked. You're considered less than, according to their religion. You either are a Muslim or you're a ne'er-do-well that can be subject to death, slavery, or any kind of persecution, and all that's acceptable. So you have no protection from the Saudi government, do you?
Very little. Even the Saudi government prohibited expatriates from owning firearms. So I really had very little to guard myself with. I did get some Eskrima sticks and trained in that a bit. I got big knives, and I kept them handy. But, those wouldn't be much defense against AK-47s.
Exactly. And you endured this for 18 years. Did you feel like you had to make up for past sins, Kim, or something? Or why did you stay there for so long?
I think it was probably a big penance. But two good things about the experience was, first of all, the salaries. They provide admirable salaries for foreign teachers. And secondly, I got fairly frequent breaks where I could travel to other countries and get some time off to relax a bit. So those were the two advantages that helped me keep my sanity.
Well, Kim, as a former Marine, I mean, there's some instinct here, and I will say to you, Semper Fi, my brother, you know, we just had our 242nd birthday, as you know.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so here you are. Your instincts are natural to protect yourself, and as you said, you utilized what was available and what you could do legally. And, you know, to protect yourself, you once served as editor with California Department of Education as a teaching fellow at Stanford University. Wow, I mean, you've just enjoyed an incredible background.
Thank you.
So, 18 years in Saudi Arabia, and surviving a terrorist attack. You know, let's talk about Fiji. What did you experience in Fiji?
Before we go to Fiji, let me just mention that one of those years I was in Saudi Arabia. I was commuting from the island country of Bahrain because a terrorist drove me out of Saudi Arabia. I and my wife fled to Bahrain as refugees, and I would commute over the bridge there, the Causeway Bridge, to my work in Saudi Arabia. So it was 18 years in Saudi Arabia, but one year I was commuting from another country.
So you understand a bit yourself what it is to be a refugee.
Yes, indeed. We fled for our lives.
Wow, amazing what you went through. And then, of course, you know, let's talk about Fiji now. What did you experience there?
Okay, Fiji is about 180 degrees different from Saudi Arabia. Fiji Islands is a very special and blessed place. There's a saying that there's no free lunch in the world, but that's not true about Fiji. Fiji people are so hospitable, they will take you in your homes and let you stay with them for some time without expecting payment. They are very, very hospitable and loving. It was a real pleasure living and working in Fiji.
Very communal. My experience when I was in Fiji, very communal, as you say, very loving, you know, supportive. And I was surprised at how, you know, how they work together as a group and as a community. And you have people that go out and work and provide for them. But everybody has a job within the community, whether they're teaching, babysitting, you know, maybe harvesting and planting and that sort of thing. You know, but, you know, quite interesting. Also, I discovered very quickly that you know, the number one thing there in Fiji, at least where we were at in Sabu Sabu, was a weed whacker. And so we had presented the king of Sabu Sabu to weed whackers, and it was awesome. I mean, it was a big celebration for them.
Yeah, Sabu Sabu is one of my favorite places in Fiji, actually. I've spent some vacation time there. I used to enjoy walking and seeing the hot springs that run down through the small town and going to the wharf and seeing the big ships come in. It's a very pleasant community.
Well, let's talk here in the last few minutes we have together about the brown beast. As I mentioned earlier, this is a riveting story of a woman's journey to find true love after her beloved husband is cruelly taken away by barbaric hands. You know, tell us about this and give us a summary.
Well, the brown beast is about an American diplomat. Judith Sanders is her name. She's the protagonist of the novel. And at the beginning, she is in the in Saudi Arabia with her husband, but they underwent a terrorist attack. And as I described the terrorist attack in the novel, it was much like what I and my wife endured while we were there. But there's much more to the novel than that. He, as you know, I hope I'm not giving too much away, but he is killed, and she has to live by herself there. And she goes back to America, goes to grad school, and becomes an American diplomat. And she is stationed in the Fiji Islands. Well, she does such a good job with the ladies and the people of the Fiji Islands that she is offered a job working with the women of Saudi Arabia who have much need of modernization.
There's a lot of twists and turns in this book, and it's why you need to get your hands on the copy. This is really, it will draw you in and hold on to you. This gives you a perspective of what life is like in Saudi Arabia from a Western perspective, and Kim Hester has done an outstanding job. This book available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Kim Hester, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
Cannabis.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers.